You know the national news. In a moment, we'll give you Tuesday's local report of news on the Real Nyack Radio. I'm Sal Panessa. Mostly cloudy tonight and continued warm. The overnight lows in the upper 60s. Continued cloudy on Wednesday with a chance of showers or thunderstorms in the afternoon. Daytime high temperatures in the lower 80s. And on Wednesday night, showers likely with a chance of more thunderstorms. The overnight low temperatures in the upper 60s. Topping Tuesday's local news, the city's narcotics division reportedly executed a search warrant on Tuesday morning in the 100 block of 77th Street. Details to the raid were not disclosed by police, but from our tip line comes word that at least one person was detained by police and at least one firearm was confiscated. Authorities said other evidence was collected at the site and will have further details on this warrant execution if it becomes available tomorrow when we update the news on Wednesday afternoon. I'll have more local news in a moment. But a reminder, this report is brought to you by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. Have an appliance that needs repairing? Well, then you need Chris Moore. Trouble is, you never know when you're going to need him, so put his number in your cell phone. It's 523-5911. Chris will come to your home and fix your home appliances for a $35 service call plus parts and labor. But to get him there, you need that number. 523-5911. Put it in your cell phone now. And the local news is also brought to you by the Wellness Park Pharmacy at 87th and Buffalo Avenue and the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue just off Main Street in the Falls. Two locally owned and operated pharmacies that really take the time to care about you. And they'll deliver your prescriptions free if you need them. All you have to do is call them at 260-1918 and they'll take care of all the arrangements. Community Medical Pharmacy of Niagara Falls and Wellness Park. Two locally owned and operated pharmacies, and they show it. Another local news is a Democratic Council candidate form scheduled for Tuesday night at the Blaneva Bond School on Niagara Street. It begins at 6:30 with six Democratic candidates in the primary that will participate. Earlier this week, one of the endorsed city council candidates, Noah Munoz, filed a complaint with the state attorney general against incumbent councilman Dante Miles, alleging that he made a recorded video at City Hall in the city council chambers calling out Munoz as not being qualified to run and also making other disparaging remarks about Munoz. In the complaint, Munoz is asking the attorney general if it's illegal for a candidate to use the city council chambers as a backdrop for what Munoz says amounts to a political ad for Miles. Here at Niagara Radio, we talk with Councilman Miles, who told us that as a sitting councilman, he has the right to be in City Hall at any time, and that City Hall is a public building and does not have any rules regarding recording a video in. Miles went on to say that the recordings he made were put together as public information and were played on his personal website, and he said it did not reflect the city's opinions. Authorities tell Niagara Radio that the issue may be a matter of ethics, but now that's being looked at by the state attorney general. And in the meantime, if you want more information on the subject, it's expected to be announced on Thursday night at 7 p.m. on Sam Archie's Community Accountability Show on Facebook, where Noah Munoz is expected to make an appearance. A dispute in the 1100 block of North Avenue yesterday resulted in an area resident being arrested by police after he allegedly threatened to shoot his neighbor with a rifle. Police said that Timothy Woods of North Avenue began to argue with his neighbors, possibly over a dog incident, when Woods reportedly told the neighbor that he just got out of jail for shooting and killing a person, and then he allegedly raised a rifle and threatened to shoot the neighbor too. With that, the neighbor went inside and called the police. When police arrived, they confronted Woods, who reportedly said he did have a gun, but that it was a pellet gun. And he gave police permission to retrieve it from his house. Woods was charged with menacing with a weapon in the case and was also reportedly issued two citations involving his dog that apparently had gotten loose that may have sparked that whole argument. On 20th Street, another person who allegedly threatened someone with a gun was arrested. City police said they were called to the 600 block of 20th Street, where a man fighting with a woman hit her, then spit in her face and threatened to shoot her was finally confronted by police. Police said when they went to talk to the suspect, Michael Ramos, of the 20th Street address, he refused to come out of the house. But eventually, a roommate let officers in who ended up charging Ramos with the weapons violation. They said when he threatened the female, she reported she could clearly see the butt of a handgun in his pocket. After Ramos was taken into custody, police made a full search of him and the residence, but could find no evidence of a gun inside. Two men involved in an argument over a set of keys to a vehicle ended up being arrested in the 600 block of 34th Street after they kept yelling and swearing out on their front porch and causing the neighbors to become upset and come outside to see what the disturbance was. Police were called and told them several times to calm down and to quit swearing, but when they didn't, both men ended up being arrested. Michael Marsh of the 34th Street address was charged with disorderly conduct, while the other person involved, Michael Elder of Pierce Avenue, originally walked away when police told him to, but he later returned and kept swearing and was told he was under arrest. But that didn't stop him. He jumped in a car and drove away from police. Police said they stopped that car a short time later, and Elder was taken into custody. He was charged with disorderly conduct and resisting arrest in the case, and his car was towed by police. And driving without a front license plate will do it. The driver passed a police patrol car on Frontier Avenue at 83rd Street. It was missing a front plate, and police pulled that car over. Turned out that the driver, identified as William Collins, not only was missing the front plate on his car, but he had no driver's license, and the car wasn't registered or insured. And in addition to that, Collins did not have a driver's license and reported he was drinking in the car. He was charged with a number of violations, including DWI, and his car was towed by police, who said they found an open can of hard lemonade inside. If it happens in your area, we want you to know, and if you see news in the making, we want to know. So call our news tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. And remember, our news tip line is brought to you by the Links of Niagara Golf Simulators in the One Niagara Building at 360 Rainbow Boulevard in Niagara Falls, where you can practice your golfing skills every day on the same simulators the pros use. And remember, when you golf at the Links of Niagara, parking is always free. We update the news Monday through Friday afternoon here on Niagara Radio, and you can hear it on the hour and half hour on niagararadio.net or by entering niagararadio.net daily on Facebook. And remember, our news is local, it's real, and it's free. I'm Sal Panessa.